But until then, let's have our next guy up. This is a regular Your Stories guy, Sawyer Heppies.
Cool, cool. I'm going to move this over. This is awkward because I was going to talk about Batman and it doesn't feel nearly as emotional. So it is, I'd honestly say it's probably been, maybe about a year that I've been doing Your Story, somewhere in there. And I have yet to talk about a subject clearly on Facebook you can tell I'm obsessed with, and that is Batman. Because my best laid plan was to someday become Batman. As a Catholic, I do ask, what would Jesus do? But a lot more times I ask, what would Batman do? Because he kind of seemed to have stuff figured out. Well, Jesus got stuff figured out too, but Batman can't walk on water, as we all know. Anywho, I digress. It was funny because, as a young age, I remember watching Batman the Animated Series, every afternoon, man. That was, my triumvirate of superhero comic shows. It was that one, X-Men, and Spider-Man. And I just remember Batman has it just so figured out all the time. Everyone jokes that his power is wealth, and that's actually not true. It helps, but it's not his main superpower. And what people forget, and that I had to remind someone of, on discussion a little while ago, with the new Batman Beyond comics, Kyle Higgins is writing it, and he's like, I want to bring the detective aspect to Batman Beyond. And a lot of people are like, I don't care. Who cares about all that stuff? It's like, I care, because that's what Batman does. He is the world's greatest detective. Benedict Cumberbatch ain't got shit on Batman.
What?
Yeah.
Either.
Anywho. And as I go through daily life, and there's a lot of times I've even gotten in arguments with people, like, you're not going to be Batman. I'm like, maybe I will be Batman, you don't know. And one thing that they pointed out is that I couldn't earn $1 billion. And I said, I'll just write, the next Harry Potter or something, then I'll become Batman. That's just the way it works. And so I find myself constantly comparing myself to ways that I am and am not like Batman. For one, I don't think I could undergo the amount of martial arts training it requires to become Batman. Though I have been doing the Friendship Dragons Muay Thai class, which I wholly recommend. And we meet once a month, which is close to Batman's regiment. Another thing is, my parents are alive, so that's something to consider. How driven am I to justice? And I won't know until we walk down Crime Alley after watching Zorro, so I don't know what to say there. The one other frustrating thing is, especially happened during college, I found myself taking on way more things than I needed to. I became, for one, vice president of our theater honors fraternity. And you didn't think that'd be a big deal. You're like, it's honors fraternity, who cares? You've never dealt with so much self-entitled actors in one building as I have. And I found myself utterly exhausted and crying. And Batman doesn't cry. Unless he gets, a letter from his dad. Spoilers. And it's just like, I'm okay with not becoming Batman. You know what I mean? It's something I have to accept. One, there's no supervillain, so I think things are okay. Chicago's crime rate could probably afford to be reduced a little bit, but I don't think I'm the one to lead that charge. And I tell myself that it's okay that I'm not Batman, and that very likely I probably won't ever be. At least not with that attitude. But yet somehow I try really hard to map everything out and plan for stuff and relax. And the one thing that I'm glad that I'm not like Batman and that I used to do is I don't brood when things fall apart. I think it was The Flash that made the joke about him. It's like, we didn't bother you because you were in one of those brood periods and we're not really sure how long those take. And it's nice to know that I am human and that no one would ever expect me to be to Batman's standards anyways. And so that way, when I fail and things fall apart, I'm okay with it, because life goes on. All right, thank you, guys.
For anyone in the audience who actually does think they will be Batman, just go ahead and put that shit to bed right now.
yeah. For all the reasons Sawyer said, and no, none of y'all.
Well, let's talk about who's the closest during the break.
We'll talk.
But yes, you're right. Sometimes you gotta put that shit to bed and just say.